Come on now. Put him down. Put him down.
Hey,
come on, Upshaw. Come on, you and me, buddy. Let's go. Come
You're
on.
A moron, Tierney. Let's go.
Hey, you're both morons, as far as I'm concerned. And who's watching the floor?
What's his name, the skink?
I guess who died this afternoon?
Mrs. Richardson. Face plant right in a bowl of pudding.
I don't suppose either one of you bothered to change her room?
Oh, no, no. We left that for you.
Party's over, gents.
Why'd you do that?
Because rules are rules, Stan.
Ugh.
And I'm the queen bitch around here.
Gung said we can watch the rest of the fight.
Yeah? Well, do I look like Gung to you?
No. You got a better figure.
You want to keep that hand, Hal, you better let go.
How about a little sponge bath?
How about I take care of these wandering hands of yours? Come here.
You like strapping me down, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I really get off on it. Hey, Gunn. No TV after 9 o'clock. Do you understand?
Dr. Craigo said they're getting better.
Oh, so. Getting better, right. That's because they don't pinch his butt every time he walks into the room.
Whatever tape you found on that VCR, it isn't mine.
Good, because I put it back in that drawer with all those other videos that aren't yours.
Well, this definitely isn't mine.
No, this is Michelle Charters. She's a registered nurse at a convalescent home in Worcester, Massachusetts.
What happened to her?
According to Miss Charters, she was raped. The abrasions and contusions here would be consistent with her claims, as would be the medical report, which cites the kind of injury and tearing associated with sexual trauma.
Where'd she get this? Violent crimes?
No, the woman made the video herself. It seems that no one will believe her story.
Why not?
because she claims to have been raped by an invisible entity, a spirit being.
I have several X-Files that document similar cases.
I know. I've been here since 6 this morning going through them.
Well, then you know none of them have ever been substantiated.
Not surprisingly.
Well, given the emotional and psychological violence of rape, the face or identity of the attacker is often blurred or erased from memory. That he could be perceived as invisible is a logical leap from there.
Yes, but this case is different.
Why?
The victim has filed a lawsuit against the federal government. She seems to be certain who the spirit being is.
Mr. Arden. Hal Arden.
And you know him?
He's been a patient where I work for about 5 years.
Miss Charters, the facts of your case seem to contravene those of other cases we have on file.
Right. You mean the other woman raped by Invisible Man cases?
How do you know it was him who attacked you?
He made advances toward me. And he said things, rude things. Look, when you bathe somebody every day for 5 years, you get to know more about them than you really need to. And an old man smells a certain way, and he feels a certain way.
I know this is hard for you.
No, this is the easy part. You see, hard is not being able to get disability leave or workman's comp and having to go back to work with this guy.
To continue our investigation, we're going to need some kind of evidence, physical or...
Yeah, I know, I've heard it. Unless you have hair or semen or fibers or whatever, you guys can't build a case.
That's right.
Look, I didn't make this up, okay? I was attacked. And I'm not some kind of shrinking violet who would repress the memory of a rapist's face. If I could positively ID him or give you something to incriminate the man, I would.
You gotta be kidding me. When I think about her claims, I should be in the Guinness record book. Hey, I'm 74 years old. I've got plumbing older than this building. And it don't work much better either.
Thank you for sharing. Are you aware that you're being named in a lawsuit against the federal government?
I am.
Did you ever threaten Miss Charters?
What?
Did you ever threaten Miss Charters?
Threaten? It was harmless, for crying out loud. Ever since this sex harassment fad, men can't say what's on their minds.
She says you made advances. Advances?
If I told you you were a very pretty woman and I would like to show you some affection, would you be offended, huh? Oh, I didn't mean to step on your toes there.
Oh, sorry. There seems to be some confusion here.
Yeah. I thought Nurse What's-Her-Name said she was Rogered by a ghost. I may have 1 foot in the grave, but I certainly can't fly down hallways spreading amore.
Apparently not.
If that's what it's like in heaven, Lord, take me now.
What do you think, Mulder?
About the guy's plumbing?
About his story.
I think this is going to turn out to be a huge waste of time, just like all the other X-Files on entity rape. Unsubstantiated phenomena.
But in a substantiated crime.
Hey, pay attention. Take another bath with your clothes on. $5.50 an hour, I don't give a rat's ass either way.
10 years ago, Excelsis was a leading facility in care and treatment of the elderly. Then government funding was cut, and we were all but shut down. Only a few wings are operational now.
Is there still a medical staff?
Not on site. Dr. Grego visits 3 times a week. Celsus residents are very well looked after, though. We hold ourselves to a high standard of health, maintenance, and treatment.
What kind of treatment?
We've always specialized in the care of the late-life degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
We met with a patient today.
We prefer a resident, actually.
We met a resident today who was described to us as having Alzheimer's, but he actually seemed quite spry and alert.
You're speaking of Hal Arden, the man accused of assaulting Michelle Charters.
Was he receiving special treatment?
You'd have to speak to Dr. Grego. Hal has been here almost 8 years now. We're all quite fond of him. And we were extremely dismayed over this whole business with the lawsuit.
Are you saying that you don't believe Nurse Charter's allegations of rape?
There's something I'd like to show you.
What did you tell him?
I didn't tell him anything.
Why are they still here?
I don't know, Stan.
Now, you got to be more careful.
I am careful.
You're going to ruin it for all of us. They find out, it all goes for nothing.
I didn't tell him anything.
I'm not going to die in this godforsaken hole, you hear me?
Oh, bug off, Stan. Where did you get that?
I know where it keeps them.
Give me one, Stan. Huh? I want another one, too.
You can't handle another one.
Oh, yeah? Maybe I'll just rat you out then. Huh? How would you like that?
This is Michelle Charters. There are three separate insurance claims for accidents received on the job. In April, she went to the state board and requested leave with full pay due to job-related emotional stress. The request was summarily rejected. There's more.
I'd like to review it myself, if that's okay.
Certainly.
Miss Dawson, did you get a chance to see Michelle after the incident, to see the extent of her injuries?
I wasn't here the night it happened, but I did see her the following day.
Then you know how badly she was hurt.
Yes.
In your opinion, do you think she staged the...
Excuse me, Miss Dawson. We need help. Mr. Arden's choking to death.
See what happened? I told you couldn't handle any more.
Call 911. Hal, can you speak? I think this man's in ventricular fibrillation. I need 75 milligrams of lidocaine and 1 amp of epinephrine. Stat.
Yeah.
And get me a defibrillator.
Okay.
He's turning cyanotic. Come on, Hal. You gotta
help
me. One, two,
the ambulance
three,
is on the way.
Four. I'm losing him. What's taking them so long?
Still no pulse.
Where's that crash cart?
Hal Arden's been my patient since he came here 8 years ago. This really is a setback.
A setback?
Hal was part of a group of Alzheimer's patients I've been treating for the past 11 months.
But Alzheimer's isn't treatable.
It's an experimental drug called Deprenil, an enzyme inhibitor that increases the amount of acetylcholine in the brain.
I've read about it, but I've also read that the clinical benefits are marginal at best.
Well, yes, but these patients seem to be proving otherwise. They've demonstrated cognitive abilities well beyond anything that's been reported.
So he was actually getting better?
Before he started receiving the drug, he could hardly complete a sentence. Oh, look, it's not much to get excited about in my work. You know, most of these people are on the downhill slide. If I can make them comfortable, maybe prolong a life, it's about all they expect. But to reverse an illness...
Would it be possible for us to take a look at other patients in your test group?
Sure, if you want to.
Where'd you get that? Oh, it was Hal's. Since he's not here anymore, why can't I have it?
Because you have enough. What I give you is enough.
It's our secret. Oh, come on, Gong. It's making me better.
Too much is very bad. Very bad. No more for you.
I want you to stand behind Ben, Eddie, because Ben's taller. And, Gloria, would you come on over here? I think that'd be nice.
That man there, that's Leo Kreutzer. During the Depression, he was a WPA artist. Quite a good one, too, I'm told.
Hello, Mabel.
Don't you look lovely today?
Is he receiving the same treatment as Hal Arden?
Yes. When he came to us, he couldn't draw a circle. Now, well, you can see for yourself.
Taller, I want you to stand behind again.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm already well behind on rounds.
Can I get a copy of Hal Arden's autopsy results?
Of course.
Thank you.
Can I sit down, Leo?
Leo, where was the FBI? They have some questions that we'd like to ask you.
Leo's a brilliant artist, you know. Don't be so modest, Leo. President Kennedy has one of his paintings in the White House.
Dr. Grego tells us that you haven't been able to work in years, that the medicine has improved
your... It ain't the medication.
What is it, then?
Okay, remember at 6 o'clock, dinner time.
Come on, Dorothy. Legs up and straight ahead. How much you get in the flat tire?
Wait, Leo's not finished with us.
Well, Leo can finish with you later.
No. He still has to draw the rest.
We'll do it later, honey.
Come on, Leo. Don't make me embarrass you in front of your friends.
Here we go. Come on.
Come on, Scully. Let's get out of here.
Find not just a treatment, but a cure for Alzheimer's. Mulder, do you realize how important that would be?
Well, if it'd keep anybody out of a place like that, it'd be important enough. I wouldn't say any of those people were exactly cured.
Any progress at all?
Well, I hope somebody's making some progress, because we're going home with a big goose egg.
Sir?
Checking out of room 206 and 210, please.
Certainly, sir. Angelo? What if there's a connection?
Between the rape case and the Alzheimer's? I mean, when they're not drawing childlike pictures, they're brutal sex offenders?
Well, Dr. Grego's drug therapy produces acetylcholine. Now, too much cholinergic activity has been shown to cause a psychotic state very similar to schizophrenia.
So you think that Michelle Charters was raped by a 74-year-old schizophrenic?
It's possible.
An invisible 74-year-old schizophrenic.
Well, maybe it's not the medication. Maybe it's the place itself.
Are you saying that the building's haunted? Because if you are, I think you've been working with me for too long. So.
I'm talking about an environmental reason behind what's happening there. Even the disinfectant couldn't mask that smell. Who knows what's breeding behind the walls or in the substructure? Some fungal contaminants have been known to cause delusions, dementia, violent behavior.
Why wouldn't it have affected the other residents?
Maybe it has.
I think you're looking too hard, Scully, for something that's not there. I think that Michelle Charters concocted this story to get out of a job she hates.
Her lip required 13 stitches. The blood to her head resulted in a subdural hematoma. That's quite a concoction. Look, I just want to talk to a few more of the patients there. We can catch the same flight out tomorrow night.
This is gourmet fare. Now be a good girl and open wide.
No. Please don't.
Come on.
Please don't.
Come on, open up, honey. Come on.
No, please don't.
Open up.
I don't want... No.
Hey, that's fine. Dorothy starved to death. See if I care.
Why aren't you eating your food, Leo? What's the matter?
It's Dorothy. She needs more. We both do.
What you have is enough.
It's not working for us. Not like it works for the others. We need more.
No. Eat your food, please. Now come back and pick up your tray.
It's okay, Dorothy. Don't worry. I think Stan has some more hidden away somewhere. It'll be all right.
Why are you being so stubborn?
I'm not. I happen to like it here.
A year ago, you were practically begging to come and live with us.
Well, things change.
Look, Dad, I am sorry about what happened to Mr. Arlen.
Arden. His name was Arden.
I'm just about finished packing your things, Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to make sure you didn't forget anything.
Okay. Don't you worry, Mrs. Kelly. You just pull your car up front. I'll make sure he gets down, okay?
Thank you.
He's going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like to have a word with Mr. Phillips.
I'm his daughter. What is this about?
We're with the FBI. We have a few questions concerning his medical treatment.
He's in there packing right now. I'm about to take him home. Is there anything I can help you with?
It's sad.
My two little girls won't even visit their grandfather. They're too afraid to even come here.
It's hard for anyone to be here, including the residents.
That's why Jack and I decided that no matter what time he's got left, we wanted to spend it with us.
How many years has he been here?
Almost three. But we didn't have any choice. Jack and I both work. The doctor said that he needed 24-hour nursing assistance.
He doesn't seem to need much assistance now. Has his improvement been that pronounced?
I thought I was bringing him here to die. They told me he'd only get worse. The physical deterioration, the dementia. And now it's like he's a different person.
Do you have any idea why?
I suppose it has something to do with Dr. Grego's treatment. Dad won't talk to me about it. He's just too angry. Oh, he was so angry when I brought him here in the first place, and now he's angry that I want to take him home. I don't know that he's ever going to forgive me.
You know, I'd like to say I'm going to miss you, Stan, but the truth is, you are a royal pain in the butt. Hey! Where you going? Don't make me chase you, old man! Hey! What are you, a track star all of a sudden? Okay, stop messing around, Stan. You crawl back in that window right now. You crawl back in there. Don't think I'm coming over there to get you. I'd just as soon let you fall and break your neck. Do you hear me, Stan? You hear me? Somebody help me, please! I'm gonna fall!
Message an orderly fell out a fourth floor window?
Apparently. Out of that or he was pushed.
Was Stan involved?
Well, that's what we're trying to determine. Stan was with him just prior to the accident.
You're not suggesting he could have done it?
There's been two deaths here in the past 24 hours. Stan's been present before both of them.
No, that's impossible. Stan Phillips has a degenerative hip disease. There's no way he could even get up to the fourth floor on his own.
Well, what about an elevator?
Well, the elevators in this place haven't worked for years.
Maybe he was helped.
Helped? By whom?
I don't know. The postmortem on Hal Arden, did you get it yet?
No, not yet, but they promised they'll fax it to me today.
Can we check and see if it's come in?
Sure. Just what do you expect to find?
I'm not sure exactly.
Why are they questioning him?
It's routine procedure.
Are they going to want to keep him here?
You'll have to ask Dr. Greco.
God, if my mother was alive.
Well, how am I supposed to handle the whole floor by myself?
I don't know, Michelle. I have other things to deal with right now.
Yes, well, so do I, and I would just like some help, please.
Are you the only one on?
Yes. Upshaw never showed up for work last night. I mean, nobody's ever listening to me around here. I said there was something going on, and I told you it had to do with Mr. Arden and Mr. Phillips. Just forget it.
Can you please explain to me what's going on around here?
Shoo! Shoo! Go away! Go, go away! Leave me alone!
Go back! Don't come any closer! Go back in your room, Dorothy. If you need something, I'll send an orderly in to see you.
No, no, they're in there.
Ooh.
All of them.
There's nobody in your room, Dorothy.
Here they come. You'll see. All right, you be nice. I don't want any more of your dirty tricks.
Is she going to be all right?
No, 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 no. I don't want to go back in there. No. No, I don't.
It's senile dementia. This is just an episode.
You leave her be. Don't you touch her. No, shoot. Go away, go away, go away. Don't you get any ideas, mister?
Excuse me.
Now don't you follow her!
This is it. It's toxicology there?
Yes. There's something here that shouldn't be here.
What's that?
Ibotenic acid. How did that get in his blood?
What's ibotenic acid?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's a kind of poison.
Mulder.
Scully, look at this. Hal Arden had ibotenic acid in his blood. Somebody poisoned him.
Well, not necessarily. This is only a trace amount. But small amounts have been known to cause hallucinations, which is what one of your patients is having right now down the hall.
But where did they get it?
Excuse me. You've got to come quickly.
Asian orderly working here. What's his name?
Gong, I think.
Do you know where he is?
Somewhere down in the basement.
I'm sure.
You must believe me, I didn't kill him.
But it's your mushroom crop, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, who else would have buried him there?
Why were you growing them?
For medicinal purposes.
Were you feeding them to the residents here?
Yes, but only in small amounts.
Why?
Because it makes them feel better.
Makes them feel better or it kills them?
No.
Exactly what kind of mushrooms are they?
It's from my prefecture in my country. They've been used for centuries.
For what purpose?
In my country, our customs are different.
You're not in your country now. You're hired here to care for these people under our guidelines.
Where I come from, many generations live under one roof. As children, our grandparents live with us. We feel a duty to take care of them. It isn't like that in this country. We respect our old people as we respect our ancestors. We don't send them away to die, like Stan in hell.
These people are given excellent medical care.
But they're not treated with respect. Hal's family never came to visit him once. And the orderlies treat the residents worse than dogs.
No one is mistreated here.
You're not here to see.
All right, Young. Who killed the orderly? Who buried him in that room?
Something has gone very wrong. The mushrooms we take to speak with the dead to see our ancestors in the spirit world. But the spirit in this place is very angry. And the souls that died here continue to suffer. Now they have been awakened.
Are you saying that a spirit killed this man Upshaw?
Yes. They've taken revenge for their mistreatment.
How are the mushrooms taken?
Dried, mixed with many herbs, made into powder.
Well, I think the first thing we should do is make sure nobody else takes them. You check on the other patients. Gong, come with me.
Let's go. Taken them all.
I think you're right, Scully.
About?
What's been happening here is a result of the medication, but not the medication the doctor's been giving them.
Mulder, mushrooms aren't medication. They taste good on hamburgers, but they don't raise the dead.
Shamans have been using them for centuries to gain entrance to the spirit world.
I think you've been reading too much Carlos Castaneda.
All right, ask any anthropologist then.
I know, but shaman gets intoxicated. He has dreams or hallucinations, and he interprets them. I don't think it's any more magical than that.
I don't know how else to explain what's happening here.
Well, I think, if anything, these mushrooms are a poison to the system. And I think that's what killed Hal Hardin.
And raped Michelle Charters and killed those two orderlies. Now, something's been unleashed here, Scully. I don't know how to explain it, but it has something to do with those pills.
Daddy? Daddy, what are you taking? What are you putting in your mouth?
Go away! You go away! Go away! Go away! You leave me! Leave us alone! Go on! Run! Run!
while you can. Go on, run. Run. Go away. Go away. You leave us alone.
Dorothy,
Leo,
I need your help.
You leave Leo alone. You leave him alone. Leo, Leo. Leo alone. Come on, you leave him. You leave him. Oh, no, stop, no. Stop this.
I'm afraid he's dying.
You stay with him. I'll get help.
How's your cradle?
Sealed tight.
Do you have any atropine in your kit here?
I might. Yes, I think so.
Stan Phillips has gone into convulsions. I think he might have poisoned himself.
In response to the series of unexplained incidents at the Excelsis Day Convalescent Home, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health has assumed all administrative authority at the facility. They've detected trace amounts of ibotenic acid in more than half the residents tested, though these levels have dissipated rapidly. Dr. John Grego has been replaced as head physician at the facility, and his trial use of the drug Deprenyl has been suspended. For his admitted part in manufacturing and distributing an illicit substance, Gung Bitewin was remanded to the Immigration and Naturalization Service and is awaiting repatriation to Malaysia. There are reportedly no efforts being made to study the mushrooms. The federal government has settled Michelle Charter's lawsuit out of court, though no clear blame has been placed. Witnesses to the events have been unreliable due to dramatic relapses and a general reversal in their progress with Alzheimer's disease.
I'm gonna go now, Daddy. I'll see you again soon. Maybe next week.
This.